Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our Bible prophecy study titled Evidence for God in the Mark of the Beast. This is part 2 of 2.
That's John 3, you must be born again. But John 1, he said he gave power to become the sons of God to them that believe on his name. Not everybody's a child. They don't care what God says. They think they're smarter than God. They set themselves up and they make up a God in their imagination. That's what we're up against. Those are the scoffers. There's the gay Jesus now. It's Sister Annabelle over there in England burned a book. She had a little fun burning a book. The gay cross, I think is what it's called. And they have a Queen James Bible. And they, all this, yeah, it totally, they're saying Jesus was gay and all the apostles were gay. And he said, that's blasphemy. Yes, it is. That's where we're at. And it's just going to get worse because God said so. See, when I see that stuff, yeah, I'm like, oh, man, that's disgusting. I'm like, well, you know, God said it was going to be. So I'm not saying we should just always laugh it off. You know, someone blasphemes God and you just say, ah, you know, I'm not saying that. But I am saying that when you see it, you know, you can be offended on God's behalf if you want. But you need to understand, God saw it coming. He said it was going to happen. And so that's why we know, and I'm not saying, like, it doesn't say anything about me at all. I'm not boasting because it has nothing to do with me. But I am saying this. We got the right God. Amen. We got the right book. And I'm just jumped on the, you know how everybody says they jumped on the Trump train. I jumped on the Jesus train. Amen. I got, and it's the biblical Jesus. Yeah. All the other Jesuses are false. And we do see evidence that this system is ready to be, or that's a question. Let me ask it. But do we see evidence that this system we're talking about is ready to be implemented? Amen. Survey says... Christians once struggled to explain how the mark could work and what it would look like, and that's how some Christians put out artistic renderings where people had a 666 tattooed on their forehead and all that. And you know what? That's because the technology didn't exist then. That's why you living here now seeing this should be blown away. If I had hair, it should be going, whoa. People have mocked Bible believers for years for believing that such a system could ever exist and actually work. I had somebody tell me that when I first got saved. They said, it's not to be taken literally. The book of Revelation shouldn't be taken literally. There's no way that stuff can even happen. And he's like, there's no way that they can mark every human being and keep you from buying, selling, or trading. You'll just turn to barter and you won't be able to... I was like, well... You make a good point. I mean, right now, I don't see how that could happen in the 80s. Fast forward to today, you're crazy. It's here. It's right there in front of us now. But now, the technology is here. It's not a thing, it's not even really prophetic anymore. We see the stage is set. We're just waiting for the rapture now. Rapture, mark. That's it. It's going to look something like that. Now, that looks a little creepy, but when I talk to a liberal, that's how I see them. Right there. I've been told to believe this. I can't think on my own. I am so open-minded that my brain has fallen out. That's what I see when I talk to a liberal. But you notice he's got that little chip. He's got that little chip right here. Isn't it something? I mean, you even think about one of the false religions in the world. Everybody, not one, two of the false religions in the world, people put a little thing right here. Yeah, that's the Hindu. And then every Ash Wednesday, what do all the Catholics have? And in all the New Agers, you know what they talk about? The third eye. Where is it? Pituitary gland, right back here. Everybody's shooting for that. Isn't that something? Matches what the Bible talks about. Everybody takes the mark. They got it right here. and they are reprobate. They are handed over to a strong delusion. Something. And it's going mainstream. This is CBN reported this. Why implanted microchips in humans could go mainstream sooner than later. It's already going mainstream. Right now, it is going mainstream. That was a year ago. It's not in the future. It's now. It's already in use now. Of course, we talk about all the pets. All your puppies and cats are already chipped. But they're doing it to humans now. The chip on the left and the implantable disc on the right are already in humans. And many of them voluntarily do it. They're just like the direct deposit thing. It started voluntarily. And right now it's voluntary with the chip. But here's how you get that chip. No longer need a ID card. You want to get in and out of the building, you beep, open the door. You want to buy something, you've got an account with your employer. Beep, cup of coffee. Beep, Snickers. Yeah. That's what, it's a selling point. It's like you don't have to worry about ever losing your, Jenny has a time with her little card. I had a time with it. And you don't have to ever worry about losing that little card anymore. It's right there in your hand. Beep. Yeah, that's a good analogy to it. It's been in use for years. This is something I showed in our studies years ago, back in 2006. This was in PC Magazine. Used to read that a lot. And this guy was telling, he has in his right hand, he had a 134 kilohertz. Made by Philips. They made my TV. A high-tag S2048. It's made of glass, and it's just 2 millimeter by 12 millimeter big, so it's like a little bigger than a grain of rice. The tag supports data storage, anti-collision, and crypto security features. He says, I can store data on the tag, and I can hide that data so it's accessible only if the reader provides the correct passcode. The encryption isn't that great, but it's enough to fend off any momentary attack someone could launch against me while within the 2-inch range that this implant has. That's old technology. And a lot of people don't realize that was in force and being used in 2006. That's 12 years ago, folks. It's fast forward, man. I mean, they have gotten way past this. And it's also now being regulated. You know something has arrived when the government wants to tax it and regulate it. Yeah. Arkansas just recently passed regulations for human microchipping. It's now codified. They're getting all the paperwork done before the Antichrist shows up. The infrastructure, real quick, we don't have time to go into, but the internet itself. The internet itself and the data storage. We talked about in our Revelation studies, you go out to, I believe it's in Utah, and they've got this massive facility that is hardened against EMPs and against earthquake and other natural disasters. It has enough storage space for every person on the planet to have a trilobyte each. And that then is backed up in several different locations on the planet. Already done. Not future. Then use of facial voice and biorecognition technology with artificial intelligence. And that's something we're going to talk about more in the future. And the global police state. And folks, I'm telling you, the United States of America is, everybody says, well, in Europe, cram it in thy ear, Europe. I don't want to be Europe. Europe is a police state. Yeah. Europe, you don't have freedom of speech. If you say something that offends the wrong person, it's hate crimes. They can take you and lock you up like they did Tommy Robinson, was his name, over in England. And all he was doing was using a phone camera and filming outside of a courthouse. And the judge said that, you know, without any due process, threw him in jail. I think he was in there for several months. And it's just as the Bible predicted. Remember in Daniel, we studied Daniel 12:4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. That's the key to understand you're there. We're there now. We're not looking way into the future. Many shall run to and fro. This has the idea of travel that wasn't possible. You have to understand, in Daniel's day, you couldn't travel more than a few miles a day. And knowledge shall be increased, and has the idea of an exponential increase in knowledge. And that's taking place. I can't remember what the resource was, but I think it was Noah Hutchings on Southwest Radio. I think it was in a book he did, but he talked about the exponential growth of knowledge. And basically, knowledge, they say the last person on earth that knew almost everything that you could know was Erasmus. Since then, knowledge has doubled every so often. And that doubling, the amount of years that doubled got shorter and shorter and shorter, to now we're doubling every few months. And the knowledge that we have, the knowledge base, how many of you saw in Israel, they're claiming within a year they have a cure for cancer. And people say, you think that's real? Usually when Israel says they're going to do something, they do it. Yeah, and you know what? I also said years ago, you say this more often, I said on the Facebook page, just when man's about to crack the code and cure cancer is about a good time for God to take us out of here. You think about the Tower of Babel. The Tower of Babel, God said, they are now one. There is nothing. He said, there's nothing they won't be able to do. Nothing, that anything their minds can imagine, they can do. So what did he do? Judgment. Stopped it. If you understand human history, you know that's for our own good. Only God could have given us the Bible, and only the Bible tells us the future. I don't always do this, but I want you to say that with me. Only God could have given us the Bible, and only the Bible tells the future. You can't get the future from Edgar Cayce or who's the psychic now, Eckhart Tolle, or you know, whoever. They don't know the future. They just keep throwing stuff against the wall, and every once in a while something sticks, and everybody's like, ooh. You know, but if you're, you know, 12% is, you know, right, and most of that's vague, that's not prophecy. Amen. The Bible is 100%. The Bible hasn't got any wrong yet. Only God could tell you the future, therefore you know the Bible is from God. And Jesus said this in Matthew 24:25, behold, I have told you before. Jesus told us things before they happened so that we would know He's the real deal. Amen. Every time we see Bible prophecy fulfilled, we are seeing proof of God's existence. Every time God gets it right. And, of course, every time he not only gets it right, but he never gets it wrong. That's all the proof you should need for God.
Amen.
John 14:29, and now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe.
Amen.
I can't do that. But I can. I'm not trying to sell you on Greg Miller. But I'm trying to sell you on Jesus Christ in the book. So I can't tell you beforehand, but I can show you where God did.
Amen.
And when you see it come to pass, then when you see it come to pass, you should believe. Your faith should... People say, I just wish I had more faith. You can have more faith.
Right. Amen.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As you study the Bible and prophecy, especially prophecy, you see it come to pass. You can believe. And it's not just any God, but the God who wrote this book.
Amen.
That's why we're fundamentalists. That's why we're Bible believers. We're not, you know, running around with tinfoil hats on and all that kind of thing. We just won't deny what we see. We won't deny the facts. We won't live in a pretend world. And this is where we're going to close. Turn to Isaiah 46. And I urge you to mark this in your Bible. Read it periodically. Just like I say, I go to John 3 and 1 Corinthians 15 and Revelation 19, 20, 21, 22, Isaiah 65 and 66, Psalm 1, Psalm 22, Psalm 23, all kinds. It's just some chapters of the Bible that you should just pick up and read just anytime you just it hits you. But in Psalm 46, verses 5 through 11, beginning verse 5, this is God talking. To whom will ye liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance and hire a goldsmith and he maketh it a god, small g. They fall down, yea, they worship. That's how stupid false religion is. They just take a piece of wood and carve it, paint it with gold, and all of a sudden, my God. It's just foolish. And look, it can't move. You paint that thing, you stick it up wherever, it just sits there. You go up and talk to it. It doesn't answer. You know, they've proven, you know, some of these idols, they'll like have oil coming out of their eye or blood coming out. And they always prove that it's a scam. Look at verse 7. They bear him upon the shoulder. Oh, I wish I had that video clip. How many of you have seen the video clip where they got the big Mary statue and they're all singing and worshiping her and all of a sudden she falls off there and crash. Just like Dagon. Head comes off. It's beautiful. They carry him and set him in his place and he standeth. And from his place shall he not remove. In other words, you put him there, he's stuck there. He can't go anywhere. Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. If the building catches on fire, he'll burn with the building. Amen? He can't even run out from the building. He can't even run out of a burning building. You put him out in the front yard, he can't come in out of the rain. Verse 8. Remember this and show yourselves men. In other words, that you've got a brain. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Now read verses 9. Start reading verse 9 with me. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning. Right there. Declaring the end. It's not just words. This isn't just blah, blah, like the Quran. If you ever read the Quran, it's just mindless nonsense. I recommend you read it. Pick it up and see. I mean, if you have trouble sleeping. That's not what this is. He says, I am God and there's none else. There's none like me. How do you know that? Declaring the end from the beginning. Read that again with me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Nobody like God, nobody like this book has predicted what has come to pass and is coming to pass right before our very eyes. Amen. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it. This is it. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. That's your God. That's why you believe in God. It's not because you come in here and we're able to sing pretty songs and give you the willies. It's not because you come in here and I can be funny and you can all hang out and have good fellowship. Oh, that stuff's great. I love to sing songs that make the little tiny hairs on my head stand up. I love that kind of stuff. You know I like a good joke. Sometimes I say things and people laugh and I don't even realize I was being funny. Sometimes I think it's just my face. But you know what? I love the fellowship. I love to hang out.
Amen.
We love to eat. Amen?
Amen.
All that stuff. But you know what? If it wasn't for what we're studying tonight and we're ending this study with, that God has proven Himself, we could do that with the Moose Lodge. We could join the Kiwanis. Or if you wanted to, you know, you can get into the weird stuff and be a Mason. Or the Eastern Star. The what? Or a tea call. Join the Albanists. But you know what? That's what makes this real and different, is that we're not just hanging out because we're all such wonderful people. We are hanging out because we all love a wonderful Savior. We have a wonderful God who gave us a wonderful book. And we have a blessed hope. Again, reading in the news just this week, last week, how many times people reject what we're trying to say tonight. And then off themselves. Hopeless. That's the difference. We have a hope, people. A preacher blew his head off last week. You want to know why? Because he was in that charismatic cult. All that word faith stuff. His hope was in the material things of this world. And he was a failure, so he blew his head off. Hey man, I can only be a failure if I refuse to obey the Lord and preach the gospel. As long as you preach the gospel, it doesn't matter what your bank account says. Doesn't matter where everybody thinks you're the best looking thing in the world or not. Doesn't matter how many friends you have. I'd rather just have a few good ones anyway, amen? You got the blessed hope. You've got Jesus. And you just obey His call. You read your Bible. Pray. Tell others about Jesus. Treat people the way you think you would like to be treated. Loving the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Boom! You'll have hope. You'll have purpose in life. And that's all we can do, is attempt to educate and warn people. But we can't force them. I lied. One more time. Mark chapter 4. We got to read this real quick. Mark chapter 4. It was a sin of omission. Mark chapter 4. And you don't even have to turn there. I can read it, but you can turn there too.
I think you're part of Columbo.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it is. I've been watching Columbo a lot lately. Oh, one more thing. One more thing. Huh? Yes. This is not the mark of the beast. This is Mark 4:21 says, "And he said unto them, Is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick?" You don't light a candle and cover it up, in other words. Verse 22, "For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad." Now read verse 23 with me. "If any man have ears to hear, let him hear." We're warning people. We're warning people. There's judgments coming. There's a judgment day. If your sins aren't under the blood, you'll answer for every one of them. You can either give them all to Jesus, or you can stand there and hold them in front of Jesus at the great white throne. Every secret thing will be brought into the light, or you can have them covered by the blood.
Amen.
But that's all we can do.
Amen.
It's up to them having ears to hear. And if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And praise God for every one of them. Even Cuomo, that reprobate in New York, I would love to see him saved.
Amen.
And then he could repent of his murderous ways. There's nobody on this earth I wish hell on.
Amen.
You want to be like Christ? That's what your attitude should be like, because He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen.
Those who refuse to hear will answer to God. But if we have done our part, our hands are clean. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Got a couple minutes for Q&A. If you have, yeah, Mark, or just comments.
Back did a few, when you were talking about the global police state, the guy that used to be the cop I knew down there at the a township that runs the three streets. I trash pick a lot on Sundays. Sharon Township. Mm-hmm. I got to be good friends with him over while he was working there. And we talked about a lot of this stuff. And he said that there ever came a day that he was told to violate the Constitution, he would not go forward.
See, that's the scary thing. Is this generation coming up ain't the same.
He said they're told to violate the Constitution.
Some of the people I went to school with, I believe they'd shoot me if they could.
Yeah.
That wasn't true of the previous generations.
Yeah.
But I believe that the generation, my generation, and further back, it's going to get worse and worse because they're not taught about God. They're not taught that they're taught they're animals. They evolved. So they don't have an absolute morality to stand on. And they are taught that their rights come from the government when we were taught that our rights come from God. And so if they think the government gave us our rights, then they believe government can take away those rights. And then they, as a servant of that government, would be willing to incarcerate or shoot you.
Well, he got out of law enforcement because he was with the next police job he had, I guess, he was told to violate the Constitution, more or less. And he said, no way, and got out.
Oath Keepers is the organization I was thinking of. There's the old, mostly older guys. There are some good young guys. Don't get me wrong. They're not all bad. But it's the percentages are changing. It used to be a lot less that would be willing to come after you as an American.
Yeah.
But they can play the game of the United Nations, and they can send our boys with the blue hats overseas and bring in the Chinese boys with the blue hats to take care of you. So keep that in mind, too. Do you have some? John?
Yeah. Two quick items. One, you mentioned about the guy that took the oath on the Koran.
Yeah. Keith Ellison. Minnesota. That's who I was trying to think of.
The Quran says it's okay to kill a Jew.
Oh, yeah.
Christian.
Yeah.
Why in the world does anyone wake up to that fact at all? They're telling him it's okay to kill.
Christians know that, but very few Christians, as you've pointed out, most of the Christians in Congress are Roman Catholic, not Bible believers.
Oh, that's true.
And like Nancy Pelosi, she loves to talk about being a Catholic, and that's why she'd let that happen, and she'd take... The reference to God out of the oath.
Yeah. And then the other one, as far as on these states that are allowing abortion right up to the point of death, there needs to be some form of headline where it says it's okay to murder all these American babies so that more immigrants can come in. That way we don't need the wall.
Well, see, John, we'd have to have a news media for that. You're right, but we would have to have a news. We don't have a news media in this country anymore.
It's reversing your thinking.
Almost all
the apostles in Acts were accused of turning the world upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we've done since.
But what happened to them, though, John?
53.
They turned the world upside down, but not very many people got saved.
Right.
They got killed.
Okay.
See, what we have to be willing to do is make everybody angry and be killed. And then we'll be like the apostles.
They're lining up at my doorstep already. Okay.
Well, I hear a lot of people talk about the apostles and talk like they, you know, saved the whole world and everything. And that's why the TBN people, they pretend like that's the case. And they made everybody angry and they all got killed.
Yeah.
So you want to be Christ-like, make everyone so angry that they kill you. Then you.
Except for John, right?
Huh? Yeah,
well,
in that case, you're a really old man, you get thrown on a deserted island. I think I'd rather die. Yeah, anybody else? Ain't Bible study fun, amen? All right, let's close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time in this book. Lord, I just pray that as we study every Sunday, Wednesday, we go home and the rest of the week we read it for ourselves, one on one.